Exodus 25 verse 1 to 31 verse 11. I remind you that in these discourses on this extended passage, I'm trying to draw out the leading principles of the Old Covenant. And all the time remembering that though the Old Covenant was a shadow, a picture only, there was no reality in it, nevertheless it did picture, it did point forward to the one great reality, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the first discourse, I tried to emphasize the concept that we have laid out here in this passage of the Old Covenant being precisely according to the pattern revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai. Now, the word I want to emphasize in this discourse is the word propitiation. Now, I know it's a long word, but it's a biblical word, a very important biblical word. And we must come to terms with it. Propitiation is this. God in his holiness must have his holiness and his wrath against sin and sinners satisfied, appeased, propitiated. Now in the Old Covenant, this was pictured, illustrated, it was not effective, by the shadow of the institution of the mercy seat, or the atonement cover, the place where God would meet with the Hebrews, with the shedding of blood, and be propitiated. Now you get this in this passage, 25, verses 17 to 22, chapter 30, verse 6. The mercy seat, the atonement cover, the place of atonement, the place of appeasement, God must be propitiated. God is telling the Hebrews this. He's instructing them. We've already learned that the Old Covenant was there for their instruction. God was saying to the Hebrews, the mercy seat, the place of propitiation, is the only place where you will have peace with me. Of course, as I say again, it was all a shadow and not effective. But that point is made. Is further driven home by the fact that God would only be approached by sacrifice, by the offering of blood sacrifice, and that sacrifice had to be repeated regularly. 29 verse 42. This was the meeting place for God with Israel, at the place where the shedding of blood, the offering of blood. And blood sacrifice was essential. We've seen that already in chapter 24, verses 5 to 8. But it's driven home here in 29 from verse 12 onwards, and from chapter 30, verse 10 onwards, and so on. Blood sacrifice is essential. It must be offered. There is no way to God but by the sacrifice and offering of blood shed for the atonement, the propitiation of sin. I say it again, it was all a picture. All a shadow. It was repeated, day in, day out, year in, year out. It was repeated daily. It was repeated annually at festivals, the Day of Atonement, and so on. And the high priest entered the most holy place once a year, with blood. Now, the New Testament takes this up very thoroughly, especially the book of Hebrews, but throughout the New Testament. Because, of course, it has to. Because it's the fulfillment of the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant lasting until Christ, Galatians 3. Lasting until Christ, when he came and fulfilled it and rendered it obsolete. So there's no more daily sacrifice. There's no more Day of Atonement. There's no more Passover. Christ is our Passover. Christ is our propitiation. Christ is our sacrifice. I say our. For all who are in him. For all who trust him. They can all say, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Christ is my lamb, Christ is my sacrifice, Christ is my propitiation. Where do I get all these things? Hebrews 9, Hebrews 10, Romans 3, and so on and so on and so on. These passages, and abundant other passages too, all declare there is no way to God, no way to God, but by blood. John the Baptist, right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, behold the Lamb of God that bears away the sin of the world. John 14:6, There is no way to God but by me, says Jesus. 1 Peter 1 verse 19, it is with the precious blood of Christ that we are redeemed. Hebrews 9, 6 to 10, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no way to God. Hebrews 9, 22, without the shedding of blood, no forgiveness. The high priest could never come without blood, Hebrews 9, 6 to 10. Hebrews 10, 10 and 14, by one offering, Jesus has perfected forever all those who are being sanctified. John 1, 7, the blood of Christ washes us from all sin. And so it goes on. Blood is essential. There is no forgiveness. There is no way to God. There is no propitiation but by the blood of Jesus. Now, believer, you know this, don't you? When did you become a Christian? When were you converted? 20 years ago? 10 years ago? However long it was. And you applied to the blood of Christ. You washed in the fountain open for sin and uncleanness. And all your sins were washed away. The blood of Jesus Christ washed you clean. But you have sinned since, haven't you? Your conscience bears witness to that. Sin is with you. Failure. The devil accuses you. Perhaps you're guilty of backsliding. Whatever it might be. Come to Christ again. Well, you see, I came 20 years ago. Come again now. Plunge into the blood of Christ again. Be washed in that blood. Come daily. Come hourly. Come moment by moment. Keep coming to Christ. Keep coming because the blood of Christ washes us. Feel the application of it. Feel the power of it. It is the propitiation. Romans 3. God is propitiated at this mercy seat in the blood of Christ. How and why? Because the blood of Christ washes away all sin. You are at peace with God. Romans 5. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has borne the wrath of God. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he's bearing the wrath of his people. Oh, rest in it, brother. Rest in it, sister. Is the devil accusing you now? Is conscience accusing you now? Are you called towards Christ? Then come back to the blood of Christ. Keep coming back to it. Daily, hourly, moment by moment. Never further than the cross. Sweet the moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spend. Spend your hours there, my friend. Everything you do, may it be savored with the blood of Christ, washed in the blood of the Redeemer. And a word for you, unbeliever. Blood religion is abominable to you, isn't it? It's abhorrent to you. But without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. You can add all your works together. You can put all the rites and ceremonies you like together. You can go to all the priests and pastors you want. You can do this and that and the other. But without the blood of Christ, you're yet in your sins. And you're under the wrath of God. There is only one way to propitiate the wrath of God. 'Tis with the precious blood of Christ. I appeal to you now. Cry out to God to wash you in the blood of Jesus. The blood that was shed to take away sin. There is no other way. Whether you be Jew, a Muslim, Buddhist, evolutionist, atheist, whatever you might be. Romanist, whatever. Evangelical or whatever. There is no way to God but by the blood of Christ. If you've never come that way, then come now. Well, you haven't come because you're an unbeliever. Now come then. Come even as I plead with you. There is no other way to be right with God other than to meet God at the mercy seat. And that mercy seat is none other than Jesus and his precious blood. I'll close with a hymn by Joseph Irons. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What mighty sum paid all my debt when I a bondman stood, and has my soul at freedom set? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good, and from the curse has made me free? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What theme my soul shall best employ, thy harp before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Where did Joseph Irons find that? 1 Peter 1 verse 19. The precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ. The old covenant, the shadow, instructed the Hebrews, and is teaching us now, that the fulfillment, the reality, the effective propitiation is found in one man alone, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all who trust him are forever washed clean from every sin by the precious blood of Christ. Amen.